You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Ashland County Forestry Office would like to remind you that with the lower water levels, boat landings will be shallow this year. They ask that you please exercise caution at second landing, especially with a larger boat. Inside the launch basin, water levels are between 2 and 3 feet. At the mouth, there is as little as 6 inches, although near the outside breakwall is a little better. So stay to the outside of the breakwall when exiting or entering the launch basin with your motor on high trim. And remember, no power loading. These conditions can change rapidly depending on wind, changing sands, and the tide. Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2, there's a Handicap Access Fundraiser Bargain Basement Sale over at St. Francis Church in Fifield. This will feature something for everyone. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2 over at West 231 Balsam Street in Fifield. 11 veterans were recognized for their service during a heartfelt ceremony in Wisconsin Rapids yesterday. Melissa Kay has more.
The Quilts of Valor presentation took place at Renaissance by Rennis on the morning of April 23rd. Each quilt is handcrafted by the Material Girls of Wisconsin and a beautiful tribute to each veteran's service, sacrifice, and valor. Tom Heiser served as part of the Color Guard from the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101, taking part in the Quilts of Valor ceremony.
Quilts of Valor, where veterans receive a quilt that cannot be sold, cannot be given away as a present. It belongs to the veteran and can stay within the family.
Tom said it was an honor to be a part of the day. He said many of the veterans honored served in the 1950s during the Korean conflict situation. Jeff Peters is a retired veteran and also mentioned during the ceremony as a friend of the veterans at Renaissance by Rennis. Jeff visits the facility every Thursday morning at 10 to talk with veterans and share stories.
We sit together, we have coffee, donuts, and we just talk about their lives, you know, their service, their, you know, what they've done. And, you know, they go from 89 to 102. And it's just amazing to me the memories, you know, that they have. And one of the reasons I did this is I wanted to be able to pass those memories on.
Jeff said family members are always welcome to join them at 10 on Thursdays. The next Quilt of Valor ceremony will happen this summer, and Jeff will be one of the recipients. If you would like to nominate a veteran to receive a quilt, you can do so at qovf.org. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
With the warmer weather, this is your reminder that motorcycles are becoming more common on the roads. Please watch out for them, as they are small and easily missed in your blind spots. Please also remember to give them extra following distance, as they can stop faster than you can, and they have less protection in the event of a collision. Remember, your extra vigilance could save a life and prevent a tragedy. May 8th at 10 a.m. and May 9th at 4 p.m., the Wisconsin Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is asking you to roll up your sleeves and join them for a two-day work project to improve elk habitat in the Northern Elk Zone. You can RSVP for one or both days on their Facebook page, Wisconsin Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And once again, this is happening May 8th at 10 a.m. and May 9th at 4 p.m. Native American tribal members increased their turnout to the polls this year with dramatic jumps in voter numbers. Melissa Kay has the story.
Wisconsin saw a historic number of people turn out to vote in the spring election on April 1st. More than 2.3 million votes were cast in the Supreme Court race. This number is well above 50% of active registered voters in Wisconsin, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. One voter population in Wisconsin saw a huge jump in this election. Voter numbers from tribal communities saw historic turnout. According to the Public News Service, the Menominee Reservation voter numbers increased by more than 80% from the spring 2023 election, and the Menominee community overall has seen a 220% increase in voter turnout since 2019. Maria Haskins is a Native Regional Tribal Organizer for the group Wisconsin Conservation Voices. She said more Native Americans are running for office, and the influx of voters reflects the increase tribal community members are seeing in representation in government. Haskins says people are realizing their vote is their voice. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The draft is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Thousands of fans from all around arriving. Network broadcasts. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show says with the 23rd pick overall tonight, expect the unexpected.
It's one of those things, I think, and it's so unpredictable, but I do think it's a good draft class, and I think certainly where we're picking, I think there's going to be a really good player that's going to help our football team. And I think we're really focused on making sure we've got a good young team. We're really excited about it, and we're really excited to add, you know, not only a really good player, but a culture guy as well.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Giants 4-2. Concern for catcher William Contreras, who was injured sliding into third base in the sixth inning.
We'll check him out. We'll see what it is. He had like a issue with his side. We're hoping it's nothing more serious than it just, you know, locked up on him a little bit. So we hope it's nothing more serious.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's lots of Star Wars news lately. Here is the latest. Andor makes its return for season 2. The show returns almost 2 years after the finale of season 1. Diego Luna plays Cassian Andor, just like he did in Rogue One. The show is crushing on Rotten Tomatoes at 98%. Season 2 will have 12 episodes. The first 3 episodes dropped Tuesday, April 22nd. Disney Plus will release 3 episodes every week on Tuesdays, totaling a 4-week run. Disney Plus says this will be the final season of the popular show. In more Season 2 news, Nathan Felder is back for Season 2 of The Rehearsal. The hilariously awkward creator of the show is also the leading man as he tries to help people get better at living their own lives by rehearsing them. Things usually go very wrong, and therein lies the hilarity. Season 2 will have 6 episodes, just like the first season. The HBO show drops every Sunday night following The Righteous Gemstones. Happy Weird Sunday Night on Max, everyone. If you were a fan of Malcolm in the Middle, you'll want to hear this. The 25th anniversary reboot of the show is currently in production in Vancouver. Deadline reports that the Fox show, which first dropped in 2000, will air 4 new episodes on Disney+. Bryan Cranston, Jane Kaczmarek, and Frankie Muniz will all revise their roles. The original Malcolm produced 151 episodes over 7 seasons. Speaking of Frankie Muniz, if you're wondering what the 39-year-old actor has been up to, the answer is racing. Muniz launched a career as a full-time NASCAR driver just recently. He was not happy with his finish in a recent race on April 18th where his power steering line burst and he injured his hand while compensating. Muniz was also involved in an accident during a race in Bristol, Tennessee in early April. Sounds like I could beat him with my Honda. The actor says if he had to choose between acting or racing, he would choose racing. If things keep going the way they're going, they will be looking for a new middle child on Malcolm. Netflix continues to be a trendsetter, at least when it comes to cracking down and not even letting family members use your account. Netflix, for the most part, successfully shut down on password sharing, and now Warner Brothers Discovery is doing the same thing. The trend is moving toward extra member add-on fees. Variety reports that if you have Max, you can add a member for $7.99 a month, more than the cost of a Peacock account if you're scoring at home, but well shy of the $16.99 a month regular rate or the $20.99 premium rate. John Cena is pushing back against Mean Girl professional wrestling fans. The wrestler told Pat McAfee he broke down and got hair transplant surgery because of bullying over his bald spot from fans. It's hard to tell if Cena, who just won his 17th championship at WrestleMania, is being serious or just continuing to play the role of the bad guy. Personally, I can't believe a wrestler would resort to getting a hair transplant. I mean, what's next? Steroids? For more Showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with some showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high right around 60 with a northeast wind at 5 to 10. Rain tonight, 1/4 to 1/2 inch possible by the time it winds down tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 54. We're back to the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.